This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real quick, though, back into this Mike Tomlin stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about where we go from here, and that's always what you kind of want to do in talk radio. You know, you want to react, but you want to talk about where you go from here, and that our boss tells us all the time, that social currency, what you take if you're talking at the water cooler or something
exactly.
Today. And for me, the story is, Chris, and I don't know if it is for you, but for me it is, okay, what happens now? What happens now? Does Myles Garrett, even if Myles Garrett goes silent right now from this day forward, and let's take that as that's what's going to happen. I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but let's say that it does. Let's say he stops, he's finished, it's over. Does it really undo the harm that he tried to or intended on inflicting to Mason Rudolph?
No, because it'll always, that stink of an accusation like that, whether proven true or not, will always linger with Mason Rudolph. Because there's a certain percentage of the population, let's be honest, that are, unless there's, you'll never be able to disprove to them that that's what happened.
Okay, now this is where I am on where we go from here. Is it incumbent on the NFL now to push themselves into this situation in a big way and say, stop it. Stop it, or come further and harder with more proof, or we're going to investigate this a little more, or everybody. Like, what is the NFL's place in this? Because this is doing nothing to make them look good.
I think it was really well pointed out by Mike Tomlin yesterday on ESPN that the NFL told us all what they thought about this in almost the immediate aftermath.
We investigated it. We found it not to be credible.
Yes. So if that's the case, I don't know if the NFL needs to do anything more, to be quite honest. Now, that being said, would it certainly go a long way to helping Mason Rudolph's cause and Mason Rudolph's image for the league to once again say, listen, there is no corroborating evidence for anything that's being claimed?
Yes, it does, because here's why. In a situation this deep for me, you do have to pick one side or the other. You cannot live in the middle. And is that picking one side or the other? No, but what it is doing, it's at least getting toward that, and it is negating a really healthy claim or saying we don't have the same evidence you have. If Myles Garrett wants to stay out on that island, allow him. And nobody's going to talk him off that island. Go ahead and let him. But I think that everybody needs to make it glaringly clear and totally transparent that he's out there alone.
The NFL
needs to triple down and say he's out there alone and doing this alone.
See, I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I also don't think it's the National Football League's MO to do that. I think what we're going to see is the National Football League. I think what we're going to see is if the National Football League has its druthers, and if Myles Garrett is smart, and if the Steelers get what they would prefer to happen, everybody shuts up about it now, and everybody lets it go, and everybody moves on. Because that's what the Steelers, and I imagine the league, wanted to happen way back in
November
and December.
Mike Tomlin said that yesterday.
Right.
That's exactly what we thought was going to happen the next day.
Again, here we are. This is one final warning shot, as it were, to Myles Garrett. Listen, you don't have any proof that our guy said this. And furthermore, we believe his word over yours because he's one of our guys. And we don't believe that he would say something like that. So here's your choice, Myles Garrett. You can decide how the rest of this story plays out right here and now and going forward into the future. You can decide, I, Myles Garrett, am not going to pursue this anymore. I'm going to let it die. The next time I'm asked about it, I'm going to no comment it, no sell it, and say, you know what, I'm done talking about it. Or you can continue to push it forward.
Well,
when you report to minicamp in Berea in May and somebody asks you about it, you can say, yeah, he said that.
Let's flip this, though. 412-928-9370 is that number. By the way, the time is 8:08, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Let's flip it around a little, and I don't believe him, but let's say Myles Garrett firmly believes what he believes, and he's not offered anything other than that to this point. If you see a prominent NFL coach who comes out and essentially calls you a liar on national television, if you see the guy who's on the other end of that, right, who says you're lying 100%, if you're Myles Garrett yesterday at noontime in through today and right now, and you really believe you were called the N-word, you need to quadruple down now. Like the back and forth and back and forth, it shouldn't end. Myles Garrett, if he relents, he looks like he lies to me. If he just stops it.
But let's also flip this and say, while there's a certain percentage of the population that will always believe that Mason Rudolph said what Myles Garrett said he did, whether he did or not, there's a certain percentage of the population that is just never going to believe Myles Garrett.
Well, Myles Garrett now is taking it a step further, too, and saying the NFL, it's not just he said, she said. The NFL is covering this up. And that's a very serious claim on top of this.
That, yeah.
On top of just this issue, his problem isn't with Mason Rudolph. His problem isn't just with Mike Tomlin. His problem is with a very powerful governing body that he works for and that he is employed by, covering up what he thinks is racial discrimination. And if he really feels that way, you know what? If you bring that up in this country, your ass better carry it all the way through. You better carry it all the way through. This is why Myles Garrett, to me, is at a really important crossroad.
But I would look at it from this perspective. If Myles Garrett stands by this claim and continues to be vocal and vociferous about it, what is his end game? What is his goal by continuing to insist that Mason Rudolph said something to him that no one can prove was actually said, other than unless you believe Myles Garrett and take him at his word?
Because if he walks away from it right now, then he looks like he lied.
But again, a certain percentage of us are never going to believe him anyway because there's no proof, right? So I don't know if
I think
if
there's some people that rest in the middle that say, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a certain amount of people in the middle, but I don't know if he's ever going to convince anyone, short of having audio proof, he's never going to convince anyone else, even if he remains steadfast in his claims that Mason Rudolph said this to him, without audio proof, Myles Garrett will never be able to convert anybody who doesn't believe him now into someone who does believe him going forward.
Also do it from an official Cleveland Browns capacity, and that's something that I find interesting.
Nobody from the Browns has spoken up.
Correct, and he hasn't stood there in a Browns podium. He hasn't stood there in the Browns facility. He did it with ESPN in an interview. Mike Tomlin did it in the Steelers facility.
Right.
Mason Rudolph stood at his locker and said, I didn't do this. When has Myles Garrett stood at his locker or been an employee of the Browns on the clock and said, he called me the N-word?
And the only
that
two
would
people,
change some things, I think.
And the only two people we've seen back up Myles Garrett's claims
right.
from the Browns organization is a player who said it 3 weeks later.
And a fired general manager.
And a now departed GM, correct.
Right. You know, if Rudolph pursues this, he doesn't win. The burden's on him to prove that he didn't say it, and he can't. Garrett, though, right now, would get deposed. He would be forced to talk under oath. Mason Rudolph's not winning anything with a lawsuit, but it would open up people to have to talk on the record and under oath. And if I'm Mason Rudolph, if I have enough money, just to prove a point, I seriously consider doing it.
Just to carry out the belief in myself and the belief that my team and my head coach have
Garrett's
put in
trying
me.
To call a bluff right now that they're not going to do it beyond this.
Yeah, and if you're Mason Rudolph, you have a hard time not answering that bluff in kind.
Chris, I'm with you 1,000%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.